joined by Caddies manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-0 win over Horsham. Alan, 3-3, that's the best start I can remember. But were you more pleased today than you were against Casuals on Monday?
I am, and I'm pleased about the clean sheet. That's what our side will get judged on, how many clean sheets we have. I thought Luke Gerrard was excellent in goal, and I thought the back four played very well after having a couple of little injuries in there. And Simon Hooker coming in, filling in, he's done great for us. And I'm delighted with the back four and the goalkeeper. And I am more happy because that's what gets, because we didn't look under too much trouble, to be honest, except for that referee's decision at the end, which I was baffled about, to be honest, when he gave a free kick when it was nowhere near. But yes, I am more happy and pleased, but we've got to plan ahead now to the Mitcham game.
Did we see the goal of the season here today from NJ Lampton?
I am pleased for him because he's got a bit of stick, and he's coming for, you know, different quarters that people say he's not good enough. And but I know what Newton do, and I should give him the confidence now to be the player he was a couple of years ago. He's had a few clubs since then, but he's a good kid and he cares deeply about the club. He was here as a youngster. He's dying to come back and join me here again, and Hamzy obviously again, and he's come in and he does a good job for the team, a good job. He does a lot of running, what people don't see, and I'm delighted that he's got a goal today, and what a great goal that was.
What about Luke Gerrard as well? He made a great save at 0-0 after Speedo went walkabout, and he was commanding all afternoon.
Very good, excellent. And you know, again, like, you know, I'm pleased with a lad like you now, because I think the last couple of pre-season games he was a bit upset because he made a couple of mistakes. But he's a strong character, like I keep saying. He's and I thought the save he made was excellent, and it could have been a different story if he had scored then. And but it never, and that's what he's there to do, and he's commanding his box, and I'm pleased for him. Yeah.
We started with no Gavin Cartwright and we ended up with a very makeshift defence. What's the news on Tommy Morehouse and Speedo's injuries?
Speedo, I don't know at the minute, we'll assess it in the next couple of hours till tomorrow. We both got little knocks and both had to come off, to be fair. But, you know, we've got 48 hours yet and hopefully we'll be ready for then. But at this minute, we don't know. We've just got the ice packs on and we'll take things from there. But, you know, we did make a makeshift defence, but I thought who went in there done very well.
You said pre-season that the players are fitter than ever, and at the end in the stoppage time John Coke ran pretty much the length of the field to get the ball. Yeah. The fitness levels must be pleasing,
brilliant,
to see.
He's brilliant, and that's typical Coke, that. He's run his heart out, him and Wes Goggin all day, run, and we've won their battles in there. And you know, like you say, the 92nd minute he makes a 50-60 yard run with power and speed, and that's what helped in this league, you know. Like last year, could he have done that? I'm not so sure, but he's worked hard in pre-season and we'll give him license to do that, and he's done it very well, so I'm pleased for him as well.
And John Coke specifically, everyone's fitness looks good, but John Coke, he had the captain's armband on when Speedo went off. Was he the man of the match today, do you think?
I thought so. I thought he'd done very well. I really did. And he is a good character to have around, just gets on with it. He trains hard, he plays hard, and you need people like that in the team. And he's an unsung hero. I didn't think he played when I first got the job, but he's certainly on the team sheet, you know, since I'm in charge, and I'm delighted about that. And he's done very well for us.
At 1-0, when we were looking to wrap up the game, Bobby Traynor had a chance. He shot when he possibly could have passed. Is that striker's prerogative?
He'd be fine, but how many times have I been standing here praising him for hitting the top corner when that happens? And he's phenomenal, Bob, and he's the best player, and I'll repeat that, the best player in this league in my opinion. Just because he hasn't scored in a couple of games, it doesn't make a... He'd be absolutely fine, Bob, and I want him to be greedy, and I want him to take chances, because the amount of times he's helped us, it's about time we help him a little bit, you know.
If Sai Sanka keeps scoring at the rate he is, how difficult is he going to be to hold on to?
It's up to him. He should be happy here. Like, I keep seeing the lads are playing for the biggest club, biggest sleeping giant in non-league football. And I mean that, you know, what better? I'm not going to manage a bigger club than this, and the players are not playing for much bigger unless they go in the Conference of Football League. So anything he wants to achieve, he can achieve here. You know, we want to go up the leagues. You know, I want to go up the leagues. I'm sort of a supporter, and I know certainly Mark and Mark want to go up the leagues. So anything he can achieve here. But if he did, you know, I'll let him sit down with a lad, and he's done very well, you know. And I think he's happy. He says he's very happy, and we're happy with him. He's happy with us, so there's no worries.
That generally seems to be the key amongst the whole players. The team spirit seems really good at the moment.
It'll get you everywhere. It's like, I keep going Mark and Mark. They're very much supportive in everything they're doing. In fact, Mark's on holiday at the minute and milking it a bit because obviously Liverpool's beat Sunderland, so I'll probably expect a call off him later on. And our thoughts are with Malcolm at the minute because he's had a bit of bad news in the family, and all our players' thoughts. And we'll talk about that in the dress room we're doing. I'll be ringing him tonight and he'll be delighted about the score. So it's from the top to the bottom and all the way around. And you know, I know Martin Taylor will be back on the year one tonight, absolutely delighted. So for me and Hamzy and the players, and everybody's got to get on. If we're doing, we've got to kick them out, and that's how it's got to be.
You seem to have a settled side at the moment. Are there going to be any changes for Monday?
It could be, you know, Sam. It's one of them where we've got we'll have a look at players tomorrow. They'll ring me and we'll go through, you know, who tired the day, and we'll go through things like that. But at the minute, you know, the teams, it's not picking itself, but at the same time, there's not many much changes. You can make the winning team. I'm always a big believer that you do drop yourself. So how can I drop many people, to be honest? You can't, because everybody's doing their little jobs quite well at the minute. Not great. We've still got a lot to work on. We're not daft. We know that we've got sloppy at times again tonight, today, sorry, and we'll be all right. It's only a third game in, and there's a lot more to come from us.